E. Junto presents The Cooper Union Speech by Abraham Lincoln. Introduction. On February 27, 1860, a little-known Illinois lawyer named Abraham Lincoln stepped onto the stage at New York City's Cooper Union. To a cheering crowd of 1,500, Lincoln coolly dissected Democratic assertions and thrust forth Republican principles with a logic few expected from a Western politician. To the modern hearer, the Cooper Union speech, with its abundant facts and legal arguments, sounds strange when compared to the melodic addresses at Gettysburg and the inaugurals. But no other speech did more to make Abraham Lincoln a viable national candidate than the one delivered on one winter day in 1860. Mr. President and fellow citizens of New York, the facts with which I shall deal this evening are mainly old and familiar. Nor is there anything new in the general use I shall make of them. If there shall be any novelty, it will be in the mode of presenting the facts, and the inferences and observations following that presentation. In his speech last autumn at Columbus, Ohio, as reported in the New York Times, Senator Douglas said, "Our fathers, when they framed the government under which we live, understood this question just as well and even better than we do now." I fully endorse this, and I adopt it as a text for this discourse. I so adopt it because it furnishes a precise and agreed starting point for a discussion between Republicans and that wing of the democracy headed by Senator Douglas. It simply leaves the inquiry, what was the understanding those fathers had of the question mentioned? What is the frame of government under which we live? The answer must be the Constitution of the United States. That Constitution consists of the original, framed in 1787, and under which the present government first went in operation, and 12 subsequently framed amendments, the first 10 of which were framed in 1789. Who were our fathers that framed the Constitution? I suppose the 39 who signed the original instrument may be fairly called our fathers who framed that part of the present government. It is almost exactly true to say they framed it, and it is altogether true to say that they fairly represented the opinion and sentiment of the whole nation at that time. Their names, being familiar to nearly all and accessible to quite all, need not now be repeated. I take these 39 for the present as being our fathers who framed the government under which we live. What is the question which, according to the text...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?